chewing gum, please. This is the first English that I learned 40 years ago. I was then a first grader in elementary school. It was not such impractical English as "this is a book," which can often be seen in school textbooks today. It was, in fact, practical living English which I used on Americans, because I felt that my life depended on getting gum. I directed all my energies into saying, "chewing gum, please." It was just after the end of World War II. No one thought of anything but how to get the food which would help him narrowly survive that day. It was the most miserable time Japan has ever had in its history. We were no better than beggars. As it happened, a part of the island where I lived was one of the bases of the US forces stationed in Japan. Their life, which we sometimes got a glimpse of, looked very luxurious as we starved. We would envy them very much whenever we saw them chewing something. Some of them, feeling sorry for us children begging for food, threw something like food on the road where we were chasing after them. It was chewing gum. Soon we found ourselves running after them and crying, "Chewing gum, please! Chewing gum, please!" The moment we saw them, we would rush in and pick it up like ants swarming on sugar. My mother said nothing when she caught sight of me behaving in such a manner. Now that I have my own children, I can appreciate the love my mother showed. She allowed me to do such a humiliating thing, despite her feelings. 40 years have passed since that time, but I can't see gum without being reminded of the figure-begging American soldiers for a piece. The sweet taste of gum is a humiliating taste which I can never forget.